This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. A lot of growth can happen in 1 month. And when we're talking about plants, it doesn't take long for a busy and distracted individual, full disclosure, my hand is sheepishly raised here, to neglect a perfectly verdant house fern and turn it into a sadly desiccated mess. Enter St. Louisan Kay Wells. Through a combination of engineering know-how, imagination, and dedication to problem-solving, she invented a 3D-printed, self-watering plant pot that's now sold locally, regionally, and nationally. And she's committed to keeping her product, called Posy Pots, rooted here in the St. Louis region as a way to continue contributing to the growth and development of advanced manufacturing in STL. And Kay Wells joins us now to tell us why. Kay, it's great to have you in person on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
So to start things off, since this is radio, let's hear the pot. But Kay, describing this Posy pot is probably a great place to start. Tell us about the one that you've brought in today.
Absolutely. So the Posy Pot is a patented self-watering planter. I actually invented what's called technically a closed loop sub-irrigation self-watering planter. And the way it works is you pretty much use a soil and hydro combination in order to allow your plants to thrive, stay alive, and grow without overwatering it, underwatering it, no root rot, no pests, no bugs. It'll stay alive. Worry not. You've got a Posy pot.
Mm-hmm. And inside, there's like a platform, it looks like. It's kind of perforated. There's some holes and a ventricle or a funnel through which, is that where the water goes?
Yes. So it actually is a top feed system. So you can put your water through the top, through a funnel, and it feeds it down into where all the magic happens and where all the patented kind of like percolation and capillary and aeration and drainage and all of the plant science is happening. So your plant is suspended up in air and the bottom has a reservoir that's 10 times larger than any other planter system that's out there on the market.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kay, I noted earlier that you're here in person because this is actually your second time as a guest on our show. The first was back in December 2022.
Wow.
And I think you were calling us from Las Vegas.
I was. Yeah. I was. I was traveling and calling in from Las Vegas on the show as a part of the UMSL Grant Acceleration Program.
Yeah.
And so that was really a huge kickoff. I can't believe how much has happened from then until now. And I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. Now, that grant, and that was the UMSL DEI Accelerator Grant, that as well as an ARCH grant that you got
Yes.
a couple years later. How specifically did those supports advance your work with this Posy Pot?
Yeah, so those programs were so instrumental because it was like a diving board or a platform that I was able to propel from winning the ARCH grant, which is $75,000 of non-diluted money that we could use towards growing our business and accelerating our business. But even before that, we got the $50,000 grant, which was the very first grant that was a large capital infusion. And along with that, we got mentoring and coaching and a lot of development within our business. And that was right before we were getting ready to go onto ABC's Good Morning America. And it was just perfect in helping us set up our packaging, set up our all of the things that we needed to do in order to set up doing a 2 month run on a national stage where we sold to all 50 states, including Hawaii. And just being a part of those programs were very key in helping us to get to that stage. Mm-hmm. A few other programs that we've been able to be a part of that is St. Louis Back, which is also SLU. Came out with their new Venture Accelerator Program, which we got more mentoring and coaching and a grant tied to that. So St. Louis has been very instrumental in like helping us get to where we are with Posy Pots.
Mm-hmm. I want to take a step back because a great idea is a great idea, but if it doesn't resonate with people, it's not going to go anywhere. Why did you decide to engineer something that has to do with, you know, gardening and with plants?
Yes. So actually, totally resonates with myself and my family because we are first generation from Mississippi. So my whole family is from the South. They're all gardeners and growers. And I grew up almost like city mouse, country mouse, because we lived in the middle of the city, so midtown city area. But we brought the South to us. So we had a farm on the side, an acre of land where we were farming greens and beans and like understanding plant science and nature and all the things that grow outside. I quickly realized that a lot of people in St. Louis, in the city, don't know how to grow, don't know how to keep plants alive, don't know how, like, did I put too much water in it? Did I put not enough? Am I waiting for my plant? Does it love me? Oh, I just killed it. Oh, yeah, I'm such a bad person. And it's not you. It's the plant. It's like the traditional flower pot is not built with plant health in mind.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about those, you know, like blown glass globes that, you know, you do put water in, you sort of stick it into the dirt. Are we working with the same principle? Like, how is this different and more effective at actually keeping a plant alive?
So it is different because it's still using a gravity feed system, except for when you put the bulb in, you're turning it upside down and you're forcing the water down into the plant system. But with a Posy Pot, it's turned upside down. So the plant is pulling up and absorbing, using the plant's natural root system, exactly what it needs. And it's leaving the rest behind. So it's not waiting on you to guess if you want to put a little bit or a lot in it.
Okay.
It's actually, the reservoir holds 10 times more than that little globe bulb. Mm-hmm. And then it's actually going to be using the plant's natural system, aeration, drainage, and gravity all in one closed loop system in order to naturally feed the plant over 30 days. So you only need 2 cups of water once a month.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, in similar fashion, Kay, you are pulling, your strength is coming from where you've grown up and in the career that you had before becoming an entrepreneur. How did engineering and this all sort of come together? I mean, were you thinking about ways to apply your skills to something that felt, you know, more rewarding or, you know, would literally come to fruition?
It was a perfect accident. It really was. I was outside gardening with shorts and t-shirt on, and I forgot that we had mosquitoes in St. Louis.
Oh, you forgot.
I forgot. We used to live out west. No mosquitoes. They have mosquito hawks that eat the mosquitoes, but no actual like standing water, very deserty. And so no mosquitoes. So we lived out west for several years. And when I finally moved back, I was outside gardening, la, 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 shorts and a t-shirt, and the mosquitoes attacked me. So it was definitely a pain point of me going, I only need to water my plants but once a month. Mm-hmm. And so you can grow indoors or outdoors. And I wanted to have an easier way for myself to keep my garden alive, keep my indoor plants alive, the same pain point that everyone has. And as I was building and making them for myself and my family to grow and enjoy plants and the oxygen that it gives and all that kind of green living that is quite abundant when you have a year-round summertime like out west. And so, Posy Pots was born from the struggle.
Yeah. We're talking today with Kay Wells. She's an engineer and the inventor of the self-watering 3D printed and biodegradable Posy Pot. This is a pot that you only have to water once a month, and it will keep your plants not only alive, but thriving, right? So the The way that you came to this and the success that you've been able to enjoy, how did both formal and informal supports make it possible for you to go from this idea to, you know, that Good Morning America spot that you talked about?
Yes, there has been a lot of support and enthusiasm and curiosity surrounding Posy Pods. So I'm also a part of the Tory Burch Foundation that's based out of New York. And then we were also able to connect with the Goldman Sachs program and be a member of that organization. And then several other platforms, including like the Chamber of Commerce, honored us for doing our work in advanced manufacturing and innovation. And then that just brings us back full circle to what we're building here in St. Louis, which is the Advanced Manufacturing and Innovation Center that's over on Finney, which is right in the neighborhood that we grew up in. And so we're going to be bringing 3D printing, advanced manufacturing, meaning alternative ways to build things, even using AI, using drones, using machine learning, to St. Louis. So just and being a part of all of those different organizations and just continuing to grow and thrive and learn what small business means to not only St. Louis, but to the nation.
Mm-hmm. Did you go with 3D printing because that was what was kind of available to you here at the time?
So my background in doing the aerospace and mechanical design and innovation is all about rapid prototyping. So I'm actually a composites engineer, and that means just a lot of using materials and different advanced manufacturing methods in order to build things like, you know, fighters and carriers and build different tools and different apparatuses and workstands, and even using like the AI glasses and all different sorts of advanced manufacturing techniques to bring a product to life. So I spent a lot of time as an R&D or research and development engineer. So a lot of times tinkering and finding out what's the latest and greatest, either in robotics or 3D printing. So with that experience, you're almost you're in a private sector, so you get a chance to see about 10, 15 to 20 years ahead of what's coming. So I was familiar with 3D printing before it was available to the general public. And my very first 3D printer came from the Netherlands. I had to like ship it overseas to get it here.
Mm-hmm. How big was that machine?
It was probably about the size of your chair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
So how many prototypes did you go through before you got to, you know, like what is sitting in front of us here?
Yes. So Posy Pods now is 7 years old, but I spent 7 years in R&D phase, meaning that I tinkered with it. I played with different sizes. I played with different materials. So it's made from PLA, which is a polylactic acid, but it's not that. It's made from corn. So that's why it's recyclable and reusable. And we can also melt the material back down and use it to recycle again and make new material from the old material again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that something that you were hoping to find, something that was more sustainable?
Yes, absolutely. It always had to be eco-friendly, recyclable, reusable, green energy, good for the environment, something that was not we've been able to save with our 20,000 customers about a billion gallons of water just from you not overfilling your water or coming back every week or every other day and guessing. So the reservoir keeps over that 30 days, those 2 cups of water or 4 cups of water. So you can fill the reservoir and grow even food and fruits and vegetables inside of it.
Mm-hmm. The Posy Pod that is now in front of us is something that is available in a lot of different places. How are people responding to this product? Like, are you finding that there are many folks who are, you know, not good at gardening, or who don't have familiarity with it, that they are attracted to this product?
Yes. So it's actually three-dimensional, so it's aesthetic. We have this like wave kind of design. So when people hold it, it almost gives them this like aerodynamic kind of like ergonomic feel. So people love to grab it. We have customers from 5 years old to 95 years old. We have avid gardeners, people that look at it once and they go, oh, I get it. I need to have this. Or we have new customers who have no faith in themselves. They're like, I'm going to kill a plant. I don't trust myself. And I'm like, just try it. I promise. We've been doing this for 7 years and it will grow your plant. You don't have to do anything but put your water in it, say, see you later, and back slowly away. Of course, you want to have it in a sunny environment if you have a sunny plant, or have it in a low light if you have a low light plant. But for the most part, you're just going to place the water inside of the reservoir, keep the soil on top, and it's going to do all of the heavy lifting for you.
Mm-hmm. So people now have this product all over the country. You've sold through Walmart. There are other retail chains, right, that you're working with. Now, something that comes up often in conversations about people who find success in St. Louis is that they often, and too often, will pack up and move somewhere else. And as I understand, you've been approached about taking posy pots to be made in other parts of the country, right?
Yes, we have. We've been offered to manufacture and do our distribution in other parts of the country, other areas, but St. Louis is home. Like I mentioned earlier, that we're first generation here and our family chose to be in St. Louis, and it's such a hometown place. Mm-hmm. Like I raised my children here. We were raised here. Of course, we left, but we always, I mean, so many people come back, but and we're one of those people that have come back because St. Louis is a great community town with so many resources, so much support that's here. Even when we got a chance to be on Walmart, I was able to reach back to some of the people that are at UMSL, at SLU, at all of these different like STO Partnership and the AMIC facility, and all of the people that are supporting that initiative as well. It's just such a great town. And I think that bringing St. Louis here will do nothing but continue to make the city strong and all the other small businesses here strong, and just continue to put St. Louis on the map.
Yeah. How have you responded to those offers to move? Like, how do you let them down gently?
I let them down gently. I go, oh, that's really cool, but no thanks. We're building our home, our grassroots in St. Louis, and it's just so amazing. We are just stepping into not only a national place with Walmart, but Snooks, which is our neighborhood grocery store, and we're going to be in Snooks, and it's just been such a arms wrapped around sort of place. So, no, I'm definitely a St. Louisan, and the culture is deep within me, and I love supporting not only the retail side, but also give back on the stewardship side of education. And we teach children how to 3D print, and we teach not only children, but young adults and people that are in workforce development looking to move out of maybe traditional manufacturing and into this new sustainable way of creating and building things, mm-hmm. which is 3D printing.
Yeah. In what way are you building then something that is different from or more than just a business? Because you're working with students too, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So we've been working with students. We've been working with the students over at St. Louis University. And then we're also working with Harris Stowe State University and their students. We get a chance to work with the St. Louis Girls Inc., so the Girls Inc. program through UMSL and their entrepreneurship program. So it's just been an amazing, like, full circle of every time We get an opportunity to give back through grants such as the Main Street grant that we won recently. And we were able to have a STL STEM day where we just invited the community down to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. What do you think other entrepreneurs need to thrive in St. Louis the way that you have? You know, so put another way, I mean, what can St. Louis do for you?
Oh, wow. St. Louis, that's an amazing question, Elaine. I love that question. What can St. Louis do for us? Just continue to support us. They've been amazing here. We don't have a permanent placement here at the Snooks locations. We're doing a trial run, which is going to be our 30-day trial run. So just going out to your local Snooks or shopping online at www.posypot.com, showing your support. We have tons of events that we put on and that we sponsor that is really just a nod to giving back to engineering and innovation, or a nod to plants and plant science and our plant lovers. So we recently got a chance to spend time with the Melville Garden Club ladies, which are an amazing group of ladies. And we just gardened and played in the dirt and planted money trees in a posy pot. Mm-hmm. So I love St. Louis's give back pieces. And what I would say to other entrepreneurs is to be brave and be bold and look up different places that are always supporting St. Louis.
Kay Wells is the engineer, inventor, and entrepreneur behind Posy Pots. Thank you so much for making time to talk, and congrats.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Elaine Cha.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.